Niwa, Noah, and the RV Tangaroa. Niwa and Noah are research organisations that are working together on the Argo Float program. The National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research, or NIWA, is a Crown research institute owned by the people of New Zealand. NIWA specialises in environmental research. It does work on seafood, oil and gas, weather forecasting, climate studies, farming, Antarctica, and ocean studies. NIWA's mission is to conduct leading environmental science to enable the sustainable management of natural resources for New Zealand and the planet. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, is an American research organisation. It does research into the condition of the oceans and the atmosphere. NOAA's mission is about science, service, and stewardship. NOAA wants to, number one, understand and predict changes in climate, weather, oceans, and coasts. Number two, share that knowledge and information with others. And number three, conserve and manage coastal and marine ecosystems and resources. NIWA and NOAA scientists will join Australian scientists from the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation, CSIRO, on this voyage. RV Tangaroa. RV stands for research vessel. The RV Tangaroa is a deep water, ice strengthened research ship owned by NIWA. Some interesting facts about the RV Tangaroa. Weighs 2,291 tons fully laden, is 70 meters long, can cruise at 10.5 knots or 20 kilometers per hour, carries 40 cubic meters of fresh water, 40,000 litres, carries 620 cubic metres of fuel, 620,000 litres, can remain at sea for 60 days, can stay stationary over a point on the seabed, dynamic positioning DP system, has a cell phone number, can trawl to a depth of 4,000 metres, can winch 23 tonnes from a depth of 10,000 metres, has five laboratories, has three lounges with television, has a gym and sauna. You can follow the Tangaroa's position here at any time. Deploying Argo floats. During this Lerns field trip, you will take part in the deployment of six regular Argo floats and several deep Argo floats from the ship Tangaroa into the Pacific Ocean, east of the Kermadec Ridge. See Google Earth map on this page. Argo floats are placed in the ocean at a precise location. On this voyage, the location will be 177 degrees west, 36 degrees south. Some floats are deployed in cardboard boxes to help protect them as they enter the water. Calibrating an Argo float. To make sure Argo floats collect and send accurate data, scientists on this voyage will take their own measurements of temperature and salinity and compare them with the data sent from the Argo float. To take their own measurements, scientists will lower a special instrument called a CTD from the ship on a long cable to collect temperature and salinity data. Why is the instrument called a CTD? C equals conductivity. Salinity is measured by electrical conductivity. Better conductivity equals higher salinity. T equals temperature. And D equals depth. Depth is measured by the water pressure. Higher pressure equals deeper water. Each of the sampling bottles opens and closes at specified depths to collect a small sample of seawater. The samples are analysed later for salinity and other measurements. The logger at the bottom of the carousel, the round frame, contains sensors that collect salinity and temperature data at different depths. The accurate CTD data will enable the Argo floats to be calibrated. Next step learning. You are the captain of the RV Tangaroa. Write a letter welcoming the NIWA and NOAA staff on board and explain to them what the purpose of this Argo float voyage is. You might like to invite them to join you on the bridge for a cup of tea after the ship has set sail.